course, you couldn't done anything with it, but they didn't know it. And there's always in a ravine, dry creek. And here they'd come, short steps. There's old teeth sticking out there, scare you to death.
They looked like they'd be mean.
They were mean.
What did you ever have a name for them besides just wild hog?
Yeah, no, just a wild boar.
Well, okay. Those things that you put feed in to feed the hogs, you'd say, I have three or four.
Trough.
What?
Feed trough.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Did y'all ever have, how many of those did y'all have usually?
Oh, we usually had a long one, and then we'd have some small ones on each end for the little pigs or the smaller hogs. They couldn't fight the big ones away.
Yeah.
Up here in the big ones.
Okay. If you were going to tell me about them, you'd say, well, we had several small what's?
Troughs.
Okay.
Feed troughs.
Okay.
And we called the scraps from the table and milk and water, dish water. I don't care how much soap, and we used light soap then. It didn't hurt the hogs.
Okay.
And you poured that in this barrel too. And then it was carried and you'd slop the hogs.
It really was sloppy too.
But you know, it was carried for at our house just like it's good to eat.
Is that right? Well, it was good to eat for them.
It was for the hogs, and then it would get smelling if you didn't tend to it. You didn't keep it covered, and flies would collect, you know.
Yeah.
No, we never. And you didn't have any screens then, you know.
Oh, is that right?
No.
So it was just open?
Absolutely. All the windows and doors. No screens. Now, of course, you can't remember that far back.
No.
But after I married and we built this house, we didn't have any screens.
Is that right? And you had to leave the windows open all the time because you didn't have
any. I know. And why we didn't have flies, I don't know.
You didn't?
But we never had. Now, you know, a fly got in here the other day, and I like never got that thing out, killed. He wouldn't light. He's a kind of zzz, 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 zzz. And he never light.
That'd drive you crazy.
Finally, I got up the next morning, and he lit over there on the sink. And I, right here, got my swatter. And I went over there and killed him.
They get tired after a while, but sometimes it takes a day.
But you'd think you'd have swarms of flies.
Yeah.
Well, so. I've been places where you couldn't eat for them.
Yeah.
But not us. We never did, because we were never allowed to put anything on the ground out around the house. The dogs were fed out, away from the house.
I see. That probably helped. The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd call a...
The what?
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, what kind of a noise does he make?
Bleat.
Okay.
Kind of like a sheep, you know. It kind of bleats a little bit.
Okay. What do you call a gentle noise made by a cow during milking time?
Mooing.
Okay. A gentle noise that a horse makes would be a...
whinnying.
Okay, okay.
Is that it? Right?
Just whatever you call it is right. A bunch of people can say a bunch of different things, you know, so just whatever you say.
You mean you don't have anything to contradict me there?
No, I don't.
I don't know what all this is for.
Well, people are just curious about these things. Just want to know what a horse says, you know, when it makes a little noise. If you've got some mules and cows and so on and they're getting hungry, you say you have to go out and feed the...
animals or the mules.
Okay.
Whichever one. Or if you'll say, you better go out now and feed the stock.
Okay, okay. And if you've got hens and turkeys and chickens and all that kind of stuff you got to feed, you say, I got to go feed the
chickens.
Okay.
And that included in the thing that had feathers.
Oh, okay. And, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting.
Okay. And where do the chickens live?
What?
Where do the chickens live?
They have a hen house. We always had what we called a hen house.
Uh-huh.
And by the time they got big enough to go up this little ladder onto the thing, they had boards that set on up there and roost on at night. I've gone out there and decided I wanted to dress a hen had somebody say they'd be here early the next day and eat lunch.
Uh-huh.
I said, I got to go get an old hen, dress her tonight. Uh-huh. John said, well, what for? Can't you dress her in the morning? Not and get you off to work and Mavis off to school.
Uh-huh.
And I got to dress that hen tonight. And he'd say, well, I'll get the lantern. And we'd go out there and he'd hold it. He'd say, which one you want? They'd be sitting up there. Sleep. You'd be surprised.
Uh-huh.
Early.
Uh-huh.
And I'd know about which one was, you know, had just later litter out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd get one that, you know, wasn't a laying hen
yeah.
right then.
Yeah.
But a good, healthy hen that had just got through. They'll lay so many eggs and they don't lay for a while anymore.
Oh, uh-huh. I see. Yeah. What would you call a place where you kept them that was smaller than a big hen house?
Coop.
Okay, okay. What was coop usually made out of?
Wood.
Oh.
Or tin.